Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine d'Est. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. This week's book is Fake Like Me by Barbara Borland, published by River Run in 2019. Today's book is all about art, obsession, and identity. It's New York City in 1996, and the unnamed main character is a naive art student who's taken a bus to the city to attend an exhibition by the hot young artist collective Pine City. She stands in the shadows alone and watches the Pine City group, especially her hero, a self-possessed young woman named Carrie Logan. Carrie, without really doing anything, is the centre of attention, and Carrie is, like her, a no one from a working class background. If Carrie can make it in the world of art, she can too. Yet 12 years later, Carrie, who had everything, commits suicide. Fast forward to 2011, and the naive young artist has now begun to make a name for herself in the fickle art world. She paints enormous canvases, and yet still mourns the death of Carrie Logan, her inspiration. And so when a series of events leaves the artist homeless, and with 3 months to complete her work through a solo exhibition, something which should take years, and the artist is offered a studio space at the art commune of the same Pine City group, the artist jumps at the chance. Not only will she get the space to complete her work, but will also bring her closer to her dead hero. But when she gets to Pine City, it's nothing like the glamorous world she imagined. There's a ghost hanging over everyone's heads at Pine City, and no one wants to talk about Carrie, making the artist all the more determined to find out what really happened. Fake Like Me is a smart, witty thriller set in the contemporary art scene. Not only is there a mystery to be solved, but the book delves into the game that artists must play in order to be marketable, and the not-so-fine line between art and capitalism, as well as the misogyny of the art world. And obviously from the title, the book is also about authenticity. Fake Like Me has echoes of Daphne du Maurier's Rebecca, with the unnamed main character obsessed with the ghost of another woman, as well as the desire to get in with the cool crowd of Donna Tartt's A Secret History. And yet this book definitely stands on its own. The reader gets an insight into the obsessive nature of art, as the artist loses days and weeks to her work, slaving away in her studio when the rest of the world fades away and the only thing that exists is the paint. The descriptions of the artworks themselves were incredible. Now, I don't have any background in painting myself, but the descriptions of the colours and the process were so lush and evocative, it made me wish I could view these paintings for myself. And it wouldn't be a dark mystery without a delicious twist, and A Fake Like Me definitely delivers. Yet for me, it was the ending which was most satisfying. So if you like critiques of the art world, obsessive creative women, glorious descriptions and dark secrets, I recommend Fake Like Me by Barbara Borland. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. If you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.